Well, I guess next to Amber Dale, the general manager of WGHAM, the employee with the longest amount of time service with WGH is Bill Walker, who's now currently the local sales manager. Bill?
Hello there, Roger.
Okay, you teamed up, I think, from after you left WVEC, you teamed up with WGH back in the early 50s, didn't you?
So I came in 1955 after being with the Armed Forces Radio Service. Came on as an afternoon DJ. Worked up until the time that, you know, color radio came in 58.
Mm-hmm. What kind of, you rode the network too at that time too, didn't you? A lot of network shows?
All the soap operas in the morning. They ran from about 9 until 11 a.m.
You used to have the Breakfast Club too, wasn't it, with Don McNeil?
Right, from Chicago.
Right, and it was something at noon, wasn't it kind of a special noon type show they used to have on the network too?
Had several commentators that came on about that time. Paul Harvey, I think one was Balkage in the News.
And And then around 58, you decided to ease off the air and go into the administrative end of it. In fact, you became our promotion director at WGH, and that meant a lot of work for you because it was a big transition from a rather quiet, easygoing network-type operation to a swinging, finger-snapping top 40 operation. Tell us a bit about some of the old promos you had back at that time.
There was always something going on. We were giving away thousands of dollars at a time, automobiles. It wasn't unusual to be giving away an automobile every couple of months.
In fact, I remember one time we had gave away 6 cars. Remember, we had each one of the disc jockeys drove a car in a parade, and we gave away, they were second-hand cars, you know, all painted up a real weird color, but we gave 6 cars away at one sitting, you might say.
Yeah, and they're all in the Oyster Bowl parade, and they broke down along the route. We had a time towing them back.
I wasn't going to mention that, Bill.
Also, we gave away a whole bunch of Renault Dauphines, I remember, and they were all over Tidewater, and people could win.
One of the things I remember about you is hiding some of those, the hidden seed capsules. Remember that?
Right. I remember I came back one night after going out into the Lover's Lane area to hide one. Everybody thought I was a peeping Tom. When I came back, I said, well, Roger, finally got it hidden. He says, well, I was listening to the radio to another station here, and they had one hidden, and somebody just found it. I said, where? They said, well, over near the seals, over in the park. And I had hidden the one for WGH within about 5 feet of it. So I had to go back about 2 o'clock in the morning and move it, because all the clues would have sounded the same.
Yeah, it's the other station. You don't do much of that nowadays, of course, radio stations. They kind of stepped in. You can't go on private property, and you cause so much confusion. But back in the old days, they really went after things like that. I think you hid some over by the roller coaster at Ocean View, too, didn't you?
It was going on a marathon to set the world's record with Keith James, and that was quite an incident.
Mm-hmm.
Because Keith got violently sick after about the fifth time around.
Mm-hmm. We talked to Keith about that, and he and Sharon K. Potter, remember?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure they'll be up to date on it from hearing about Keith.
Right. What are some of the other things you remember about the early days of color radio and all on WGH?
Well, it was always something taking place, the various promotions. I'm trying to think back on some. I remember we used to have contests of when Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris were competing for the home run championship, and that was when one of the contests backfired on me. We were going to have it the one that hit the most home runs, and the person that would come up with the closest number and the date would win a set of tickets to the World Series that was coming up that the Yankees had already won a berth in. And we got the name of the winner, so when I called my source up at the Yankees to get the tickets, he said that one of the owners had just called him a few minutes earlier and needed those tickets. So I was really in a problem.
What did you do about that, huh?
Well, I was all set to get a couple of scalpers, so I called the winner and I said, you can either get a pair of tickets to go to see the Yankees in the World Series, or I'll give you the same amount in cash. And the guy said that he'd take the cash. Well, I was there within 2 minutes for the cash.
Close call. Okay, we've been talking to Bill Walker, local sales manager at WGHAM. Thank you so much, Bill.
WGH in Old Virginia.